Office Solutions and Services, a Missoula office products company, didn't have its 2011 Christmas party until January 6, 2012. As a counterpoint to the chilly Montana evening, the staff decorated the place in a Hawaiian motif. Around 9 p.m., 30 or 40 people, employees and their families mostly, were chatting, playing party games, and sipping beverages from red plastic cups in a room overlooking the parking lot, when a shiny Chrysler 300 sedan pulled up and rolled to a stop in front of the floor-to-ceiling windows, attracting the attention of the revelers. Two well-dressed men with dour expressions got out of the vehicle and stood beside it. "It was a really nice black car," recalls Kevin Huguet, the owner of Office Solutions. As he was admiring the Chrysler, one of Huguet's salesmen asked, "Who are those guys?" Huguet had no idea, so he walked outside and asked, "Can I help you?" "We're Missoula police detectives," the man who had been driving the car replied. "I just need to talk to Allison." "Allison is my daughter," Huguet said, his hackles rising. "You're going to have to tell me a little more than that." "Dad, it's okay," 22-year-old Allison Huguet interjected, having walked out to the parking lot shortly after her father. Detective Guy Baker, who is 6'5" and weighs 250 pounds, peered down at Allison, a slender woman with bright eyes and a ponytail. "I need to talk to you," he said. "We don't have to do this in front of your dad. How do you want us to handle this?" He and Allison walked away from the car to speak privately, while Detective Mark Blood remained behind with Kevin Huguet. "Hey," Baker said to Allison in a warmer voice when they'd moved a short distance away. They'd become acquainted 4 years earlier, during her final year of high school, when she asked him to serve as her mentor for a school project. It had been a positive experience for both of them. Explaining why he'd shown up during the company Christmas party, he said, "I thought it was important to tell you in person as soon as possible. About an hour ago, I arrested Bo Donaldson. I got a full confession from him, and he is in jail." Allison's eyes brimmed with tears of relief. Over by the Chrysler, Kevin Huguet grew impatient as he watched Allison and Baker conferring. "You know what?" he told Detective Blood after a few minutes. "I want to know what's going on here. This is my daughter, and I want to know what's going on." Kevin abruptly strode away and confronted Baker. "She didn't do anything bad," Baker said. "It's not like that." Then Baker turned to Allison and said, "I think you really need to talk to your dad and tell him." Allison faced her father and in a shaky voice declared, "Bo raped me." Kevin stood on the cold pavement, gobsmacked. Struggling to make sense of the words his daughter had just spoken, he wrapped his arms around her. As he hugged Allison and began to process what Bo Donaldson had done to her, Kevin's shock and confusion turned into blinding rage. "I thought he was going to find Bo and kill him or something," Allison told me, recalling the events of that night. Bo Donaldson, a junior at the University of Montana at the time of the assault, was on the school's football team. Allison Huguet was attending Eastern Oregon University on a track scholarship. They had grown up together in Missoula and had been inseparable friends since the first grade, but the relationship had never been romantic. Donaldson often referred to Huguet as his little sister, and the sentiment was reciprocated. Throughout her childhood and adolescence, Huguet regarded Donaldson as the brother she never had. For the previous 16 years, Huguet's parents had welcomed Donaldson into their home as if he were a member of their family. "You spend your whole life when you have kids protecting them," Kevin Huguet told me. "But who thinks their daughter's trusted friend is actually a monster who is going to hurt them in the night?" Allison was as angry as her father, but a confounding mix of other emotions had supplanted her rage. Donaldson raped her on September 25th, 2010. She had waited 15 months, suffering in silence before going to the police. During that period, she told nobody beyond her mother and three or four close friends that she had been raped. Not even her father or sisters knew about it. Such reticence, it turns out, is common among victims of sexual assault. No more than 20% of rapes are reported to the police, a statistic that defies comprehension until one looks closely at how sexual assault cases are adjudicated in the United States.